Welcome to another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. I'm Kristen McCary, and I'm here with your host,
Janine Corcoran, broker for Corcoran Connected Real Estate Company.
Time for market report.
Yeah,
for
already.
September 2023, what happened in the St. Cloud area.
So we're going to start with 34769 zip code. And out of the single family homes, we had 28 that sold. Of that, 24 of them were single stories at price per square foot at $246.09. And then the two stories, we only have four at $174.95.
Okay. And so that gives us an average of $235.93, which is up 6.9% from the previous month.
Oh, wow.
And it's up 9.3% from the year-over-year averages. So you're seeing some gains there in 34769. There's currently 59 homes active, and with the 28 sold, that gives you a 2.1 month supply of inventory there. And then their median days to contract and close are about the same, about 27 days to contract, 60 days to close. So you're looking at about a month to get under contract and a month to close it.
That's,
yeah. So nice. 34769. Doing great. Keep it up.
So let's go on to 34771, the busiest zip code, where there were 110 sales. 74 of them were single stories at $249.24 price per square foot. And then there were 36 two stories at $204.14.
Wow. And so that brings your total, your average price per square foot to $234.48, which is up 0.05%. It's actually up like 13 cents price per square foot month over month. But hey, gain's a gain.
Yeah.
A win's a win, right? So, and then year over year, you're up 6.7%. There's currently 265 active homes in the zip code, which is crazy. And then with 110 sold, that gives you a 2.4 month supply. So still a healthy, healthy, you know, market right there. And then it's taking about 75 days to go to contract.
A little longer.
And 108 days to close.
Wow.
And that's for your resale. So you got to think, because I think if I looked at it, if I should have pulled up the number, but when I looked at those numbers, I want to say there was only like 40 resales. The majority of that 110 were the new construction. So that's going to affect you. But, you know, I mean, obviously, if you have a house to sell in 34771, that's what you care about, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Then we have 34772, where there were 43 sales at the average of $217.01 price per square foot. There were 31 single stories that were averaging $230.16 price per square foot. And two stories, we had 12 sales at $183.03.
Okay, so your average there comes to $217.01. And so month over month, that's down about 2.5%. It was $222 last month. And then year over year, you're up 6.3%. So with the 201 active homes on the market and the 43 that sold, you're looking at a 4.7 month supply.
Oh, wow.
So that one's creeping up there a little bit too. The median days to contract was 32 days, and then median days to close was 60. So again, another, you know, month to get under contract, a month to close from there. So pretty average.
Not bad. Then we go to the sleepy zip code at 34773, where there were only 16 homes that sold. Of that, eight of them, split right in the middle, eight were single stories at $220.32 price per square foot. And two stories, same thing, eight at $196.73.
Wow. So that's an average of $208.52 per square foot. And that's up 0.49%. From last month, and year over year, it's basically the same. It was $208.39 a year ago, and it's $208.52 right now. So for 34773, there's currently 60 active homes on the MLS with 16 sold. That gives you a 3.8 month supply.
Yeah, a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. But I think last month, I feel like we were like 7 months or something
like that.
You know, again, and it's such a hard zip code, right? Because it's such a small data pool that, like, you know, it can swing widely. And then your median days to contract is 39 days. So a little over a month to get it under contract. And then days to close is 85. So you're looking about 45 day close, you know, once you get under contract, it seems like. So
not bad at all.
No.
Then let's go on to the vacant land, where we had 16 properties that sold. And we always try to look for the one that might be the outlier, you know, a developer buying. So there was a property at 2550 North Narcoosie Road that sold for $1.4 million, and it was less than 5 acres.
Yep. So, and that's like right prime, just north of Tompkins Road, I think it was. So that's right there. I have no idea what's going to go in there, but I guess we will find out. We'll keep an eye on it for you.
The county hasn't updated the records to see who purchased. So
we can't tell. It just closed like a week ago. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
So that's great. So what's going on in Harmony?
So let's go to Harmony. So Harmony, and we're just going to talk about Harmony, Maine for now. There were 15 properties that sold. Of that, four of them were single stories, and it came in about $211.03 price per square foot. The two stories came in at $177.39. And then we move on to Harmony West. They had five sales, and of that, three of them were a single story at $329.61. Oh, is that right? No. That's my eyes. $220. I was like, wow, that's kind of high for a single story. Sorry.
People got really excited and we were going to get a lot of calls from Harmony West.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's my eyes. Yeah. Of that three single stories, $229.61 price per square foot. And the two stories, only two at $179.40. And then Harmony Central, the only data that we have, and there's two builders in Harmony Central now, but the only data we had on MLS was just one property. It was a two-story that sold, and that came in at $243.04 price per square foot.
That's awesome. So things are still selling. Things are still selling, which is great. Keep it going. Everything looks pretty healthy. I didn't see anything like crazy swings. Mm-hmm. Like I think the whole like, you know, what's going on? I think we've kind of settled into our market now. You know, you're 4 to 6 weeks to get under contract, you know, another month to close from there, right? Like,
But still in Harmony, it's longer.
Yeah.
It's taking a little longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless your price really, really good.
Right. Yep. So it'll be great to see how the rest of the year closes out. I'm excited to see how this last quarter does. Mm-hmm. You know, how, and you just came back from a real estate convention, right? Mm-hmm, in Chicago. How were the agents there? Because I mean, you were around.
Yeah, all across the nation. And they're almost all of them, for a few outliers maybe, but they're all experienced the same type of thing. You know, taking longer to sell, you know, just not as many buyers because of the interest rates. And so that's about the norm.
But they're, so everybody's kind of in the same boat, right? Yeah.
Except for, so Chicago was interesting because we met with one of Bill's friends that his daughter was purchasing. And she has been beaten out of multiple offers like six times or something.
So now I wonder if that's like, for instance, in 34769, right? Like that's probably the easiest price point to sell at because you're sub 300 or in the mid 300s. Right. Mm-hmm. Like if she's in that price range, I could see that being.
Yeah, they have the price range. They're the outskirts of Chicago. So it's a high, they're in the fours.
Right.
High fours.
Right.
So that's their sweet spot, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all dependent on what the, that nice, you know, I don't want to say entry level, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that bottom entry to that particular area.
I was like, what? Multiple offers?
I haven't seen that since last year. No. I'm just kidding. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. So everybody, I feel like it's all kind of just settled though. Like for a while there, it was like, what's going on? It's going to go up. It's going to go down.
And September is slow anyway.
Right.
That's a slow month.
It is. Not this month. This was great. This was really good. This was actually better, I think, than our August numbers in terms of sales. Mm-hmm. So I think people just kind of, I don't want to say like gave up on like, oh, there's going to be a, I think we're just like the whole fear of what's going to happen is like, well, now we've been doing this for a year. So this is just what it is.
And it's our norm.
Right. And they're just getting back in the market and buying. So.
Yeah. I always tell buyers, I said, just check it out. Like call your realtor and just see if it works.
Right,
if the number works. That's all.
And call your lender and see like, hey, what's the creative finance? What can I ask for in a contract that might get me to close, right? Like there's so many creative things you could do, whether it's closing costs, rate buy downs, you know, all sorts of things. So definitely something to reach out and see. It doesn't hurt.
Absolutely.
So awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Discover St. Cloud, Florida. You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can also check us out online.
You can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
Pretty much anywhere. If you have any questions, comments, if you want to talk to us about listing, selling your home, buying a house, if you're, you know, getting the itch and you want to move, let us know. You can reach out to us at discoverstcloud@gmail.com or
1-844-STCLOUD. That's STCLOUD.
Thanks so much for joining us and we'll see you in the next episode.